This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Taliban fighters took control of another city in northern Afghanistan Wednesday, according to a local official. Faizabad, capital of Badakhshan, is the eighth provincial capital to fall to the insurgents in 6 days as U.S.-led foreign forces complete their withdrawal. The far northeastern province borders Tajikistan, Pakistan, and China. The loss of the city is the latest setback for the Afghan government. The Taliban aim to defeat the U.S.-backed government and reimpose strict Islamic law. The speed of their advance has shocked the government and its allies. U.S. President Joe Biden defended his decision to pull U.S. forces, insisting Tuesday he does not regret his decision, even as the situation in Afghanistan rapidly deteriorates. His defense of the administration's actions come as Taliban militants captured more provincial capitals Monday and Tuesday. Mr. Biden has been saying for months and said again Tuesday, the U.S. has spent over $1 trillion in 20 years and lost thousands of American troops to death and injury there. He said the U.S. and its allies have trained and equipped over 300,000 Afghan forces and now, quote, they've got to fight for themselves. Fight for their nation, end quote. Two people died and three were injured after jumping from the fourth floor of a building in Myanmar's commercial capital to escape a raid by security forces, authorities said Wednesday. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military's February coup, with over 900 killed and more than 7,000 arrested in a bloody crackdown, according to a local monitoring group. Rights groups in the UN say hundreds of anti-coup demonstrators have disappeared and protesters face arbitrary arrest and the threat of